I am a genius. Barely. When I was in the fifth grade, I scored 150 on the variant of the Stanford-Binet IQ test that was then in vogue, and at that time, the accepted lower limit for genius was 145. So, lucky me. If I'd missed just a question or two, I suppose, I would be merely clever. But in fact, I'm a certified grade-A genius, fully licensed to pontificate on the radio about whatever topics I care to focus on with my massive intelligence. It's hard to overestimate the extent to which my life was altered by this early diagnosis of genius. I was immediately placed in a program called MGM, which stood for Mentally Gifted Minors. My classmates, of course, said that it stood for Mother's Greatest Mistake, but whatever. I'm sure they were insecure about their smaller brains and felt they had to do something to bring me down to their level. And teachers immediately began to expect more of me, which struck me as unfair. It wasn't my fault that I was more brilliant than the other kids. And for a fact, I did appear to be fairly bright, at least through high school. I got good grades, read precociously, won a few spelling bees, yada yada. But in retrospect, I can't help but wonder if the expectations of others had a lot to do with my intellectual success. For I certainly benefited from extra attention at times, and I had opportunities that others didn't, because I was a genius. Sometimes I wonder if there was a mistake in testing that day, and my results got mixed up with some kid who really was a genius. So I got the genius rating and all the attention and benefits and expectations that came with it, and, at least as important, I believed it. And as a result, I was drawn to a largely mental life. And the poor kid who was accidentally labeled with my average results turned out a victim of low expectations. One thing I can say for sure, being a genius has never prevented me from doing really stupid things. They say that smart people are good at coming up with defenses of their dumb ideas, and that has certainly been my experience. During the 18 years I spent in a Christian fundamentalist cult, I was quite skillful at converting others, and to my shame, there are probably a dozen or so people who are still in the cult, thanks to my persuasive abilities. So, being a genius is not necessarily aligned with truth or reasonableness, and it certainly has no automatic connection to honesty. It hasn't made me rich, I'm not particularly good at poker or chess, and my relationships are a mixed bag at best. True, thanks to a certain verbal facility, I am a star down at Louis' happy hour. And most days, that's enough. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.